This is bad news for October 2019 from Radio Zones of Subversive Expression.
Moria. Moria is the biggest camp in Greece, in Lesbos Mytilene, hosting more than 10,000 people, refugees and asylum seekers under the worst conditions. On Sunday, 29th September, two fires took place inside the camp. At first, the Greek media presented it as fire caused in purpose by the refugees. Later on, and after the announcement of the death of an Afghani mother and her newborn child, the workers of the camp announced that on Sunday afternoon two fires broke out. One outside the hotspot, which was extinguished in a matter of minutes, and the other shortly afterwards inside the hotspot for an unknown reason, but certainly not riots. The fire started near or in a container. It expanded rapidly and completely burned 8 containers and 12 in total. Confirmed dead are 2, one mother and one child, but they are likely to be more. Refugees rushed to extinguish the fire and police attacked with tear gas to chase them away as a fire brigade was coming. This angered the people who attacked the fire brigade. There have been incidents in various parts of the KYT with the police, which continue sporadically until now in the olive groves where there are scenes. People are evacuating the area and many are hospitalized at the Doctors Without Borders office located just outside. Also, many people have been injured and taken to hospital. The media silenced this announcement in order to accuse the victims and back up the police forces and the government.
No one is illegal.
Asylum seekers, the right conservative government with the absolute parliamentary majority is announcing little by little changes in the process of asylum seeking, judging by their attitude towards the oppressed and the early reports they are up to making the asylum process stricter and more difficult so that they restrict the efforts.
Evacuations and evictions. On September 20th, a new wave of evacuations and evictions against refugees in the majority families with school children took place in the center of Athens. The operation, which began around 6 in the morning, involved dozens of police officers from various departments. 90 occupants, 21 males, 33 females, 36 minors, were removed from the occupation of the 22nd Aharnes building, allegedly owned by a private individual, and 179 occupants, 67 males, 50 females, and 62 minors, were removed from the occupation, Surmeli Aharnes. Most of the evicted were sent in refugee camps, running under inhumane conditions, while others were held in prison, Petru Rally, facing administrative deportation. The state and the police proceed to the evictions in order to restore normality as a communication strategy while forcing refugees and families to live under uncertainty. The majority of the children were schooled in the neighborhoods near the occupations, something impossible for the children in the camps.
We use our voice as a tool to amplify our struggles.
Golden Dawn Trial Update. 5 years after the trial began, it is time for the top members of the Greek Nazi Party to court account. The ex-parliament members and top in the hierarchy of the criminal organization are called day by day during the month of October to apologize in court for the organization. The accounts follow the motives of the accounts that took place in the courtrooms all those years. From the lowest to the highest members of the Nazi organization, all choose as their defense to call refusal of participation, ignorance, absence, deception. In that way, the accused cancel one another, depicting the decay inside the criminal organization. Few days remain for the Führer Michaloliakos to defend himself.